These four people have never met before, but by working as a team, they have the chance to win thousands of pounds. There's just one thing standing in their way. The chase. The chase is on. Hello and welcome to The Chase. Can a team of total strangers beat one of Britain's finest quiz brains and take home thousands of pounds? I hope so. Let's meet them.
I'm Brian, I'm 34, a wedding videographer from Glasgow.
I'm Elise, I'm 26, an actress originally from Estonia.
I'm David, I'm 40, I'm a football trader from Dagenham.
I'm Marie, I'm 54, I'm an Avon lady from the West Midlands.
And that is my team. Now, one by one, they'll try and bring as much money as they can down the table and into the team prize fund. But as always, hunting them down every step of the way will be the chaser. Anyone who gets caught loses their money and is out of the game. Make it back safely, though, and they'll go through to the final chase, the chance to win an equal share of the total prize fund. And first to face the chaser, it's Brian. Welcome to the show, Brian. You're a wedding videographer.
That's correct.
I've never even heard of that.
It's basically a newfangled way of saying an old-fashioned wedding video.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. What have you got up to in your spare time?
A member of a pub quiz team called the Witty Committee.
Perfect.
So if you see us around Glasgow, come and have a go if you think you can.
Excellent. Good stuff. All right. Now then, if you was to win some money today, what would you do with it?
The girlfriend would say I'd be taking her on holiday, but I would say I'd be buying myself a new camera first.
What sort of...
anything left over.
What sort of camera do you need, Brian? Is it something really...
A cinema camera, so maybe like a Canon C300 with a few grand, so 3,000 or 4,000 will do me today.
Right, OK. Good for you. Let's do that. Cash build around. Each correct answer is worth £1,000. Let's see if we can get you that camera. Good luck, Brian.
Thank you.
Your time starts now. Sir Alex Ferguson Way is a street near what football ground?
Old Trafford.
Correct. In 1947, US President Truman gave the first live televised address from what building?
From the White House.
Correct. Who starred as Johnny in the TV comedy Two Pints of Lager and a Packet of Crisps?
Ralph Little.
Correct. What three-letter word means at the present time?
Pass.
Now. Smashing Saxons is part of what Terry Deary's children's book series?
Horrible Histories.
Correct. In rugby sevens, each side provides how many players for a scrum?
Five.
Three. Matthew Bourne's dance show, The Car Man, is loosely based on what Bizet opera?
Carmen.
Correct. What slang term describes the act of pulling a person's underwear up sharply?
A wedgie.
Correct. In 1972, an SAS team parachuted to what ocean liner after a bomb threat?
Queen Mary.
QE2. Fifi the Pekingese is a golf friend of which canine Disney character? Would have been Pluto. Right, great start for the team. £6,000. Happy?
Happy enough, yeah. Didn't embarrass myself, so...
Oh, no, okay. £6,000's good. Right, time to face a chaser, but who will you be up against today? Will it be the Beast? He's in the new X-Men movie. He is an XXL-Men. Or what about the Dark Destroyer? He went to Madame Tussauds and was told to keep moving as they were stock-taking. Perhaps it could be the Gunks. If she was Snow White, Prince Charming would have eaten that poison apple, no problem. Could it be the Cinnamon, though? So fast, he's already finished beating tomorrow's team. Or maybe it's Jenny, the Vixen Ryan. She is a real man-eater. Apparently, she likes them with barbecue sauce the best. Who do you want to take on?
I want to take on Jenny. I like a mysterious woman and a man-eater.
Time to bring on the chaser. Not Jenny the Vixen Ryan at all, but the legal eagle, a mastermind champ that is, the Dark Destroyer, it's Sean Wallace.
Hello, Brian.
Hi, Sean.
That was a very good performance, but this is going to end in a messy divorce for the wedding videoer.
Yes. Let's put some money on the table, though. Good cash builder, £6,000. You can change your starting position now, Ryan, and if you want to do so and take a step closer to home, Chaser will offer you.
£1,000.
Thank you. But if you wish to take a step closer to the Chaser...
32.
Very good.
£32,000.
Thank you. Have a chat with your team. Marie.
I think you did exceptionally well. You're really confident. But stick with your six. What you've got, come back to us.
David.
32, I think you're capable of, but I'd rather see you take the six and get back here.
Please.
I also think you could do the 32, but you're the first player up, so go with the six.
Thank you very much indeed. 1, 6, 32 grand. Brian, what'll it be?
First player up, I'm going to stay safe and go with the 6,000.
Perfect, six it is. Thank you, Chaser.
All right, let's do this.
Let's do this indeed. Brian, for £6,000, the chase is on. Good luck. Here comes your first question. Which food chain's first restaurant opened in San Bernardino in California in 1948? A, McDonald's. B, Kentucky Fried Chicken. C, Pizza Hut. You've put McDonald's.
I think I remember quite recently at McDonald's, the guy who started it sold it for about $40,000 or something really cheap like that, and I think it was around the sort of 1940s.
Correct answer is... Well played, McDonald's it is. Step closer home, Chase has put... Goes wrong with Pizza Hut. That's a good start for us. Excellent. Here's your next question. Which of these countries does not have territory on the island of Borneo? A, Indonesia. B, Malaysia. C, Philippines. You've put Philippines.
Yeah, well, this one's a bit of a struggle. I don't know anything about Borneo, Indonesia, Malaysia, or the Philippines, so it's a bit of a stab in the dark.
Correct answer is... That's what we like, though. Step close to home. Philippines is correct. Chase has put. Goes right also with the Philippines. Here's your next question. Which British singer won 4 MOBO awards in 2014? A, Sam Smith. B, Ed Sheeran. C, Calvin Harris. You've put Sam Smith.
Sam Smith is more of a sort of soulful singer. Ed Sheeran, Calvin Harris, I don't really think it would fit the MOBO award, so...
No.
One for Sam.
Correct answer is... It's the right answer. We'll play. Step closer to home. Chase has put. Goes right, of course, with Sam Smith.
Standing for music of black origin. It was founded by Kanye King.
Thank you. Here's your next question. In the board game Operation, what is removed from the throat? A, toad. B, a frog. C, newt. You've put frog.
Never actually played it, but there's that old saying, you know, a frog in the throat, so that would make sense.
Correct answer is... That's right, frog in the throat. Well played, step closer home. Chase has put... Goes also right with frog. It remains the 4 behind. We are 1 from home. All right, one question we're through. Here's your next question. In 1960, which American pilot was captured when his U-2 spy plane was shot down over Russia? A, Judd Brawny. B, Hal Strong. C, Gary Powers. You've put Gary Powers.
The name rings a bell. I've never heard of Judd Brawny or Hal Strong. Gary Powers is a real person, so it's all a play on words about strength, so it must be Gary Powers.
Correct answer is to go through with $6,000. Perfect, Gary Powers it is. First player up, well done. And three. Whisking through. You'd have had 3 goes at $32,000. Chaser.
Very well. His real name was Francis Gary Powers.
Right. Thank you very much. Eddie McBryant, that doesn't matter. You are through to the final chase.
Thank
well
you.
Done.
Thank
Please
you.
For you, mate. It's a great start for the team. Excellent. Chaser.
Very well there. Showed his quizzing credentials.
Absolutely.
He's going to need support, so I'm going to have to starve him of it.
We shall see. Next to face the chaser, it's Lise. Welcome to the show, Lise.
Thanks, Bradley.
Now then, what do you do for a living?
I'm an actress.
What sort of stuff do you do? Theatre, television, film?
Yeah, I've done loads of fringe plays and a few kind of ads and things like this. Yeah, but looking to kind of work myself, you know, up a bit.
Okay, good. There's an accent there. Are you from America or somewhere?
I'm originally from Estonia, so I came over to London when I was 18. That was 8 years ago now.
Okay, great. If you won some money today, what would you do with it?
I'd love to do a music production course.
Right.
Yeah.
Good for you. All right, well, listen, Lise, I wish you well. Let's do this. Cash build around on its way, darling. The time starts now. Americans replace the letter U in mum with what other letter?
Oh.
Correct. Banging your head against a brick wall is a book by which graffiti artist?
Banksy.
Correct. The Rockefeller Center is a complex in what borough of New York City?
Manhattan.
Correct. What motoring document originally cost 5 shillings in 1903?
Insurance.
Driving license. Which nightclub hostesses were introduced at the Playboy Club in 1960?
Playboy Bunnies.
Correct. Which British actor played William Ford in the film 12 Years a Slave?
Pass.
Benedict Cumberbatch. What's the German equivalent of the French phrase au revoir?
Auf Wiedersehen.
Correct. Naval Support Facility Thurmont is the formal name of what presidential retreat?
Pass.
Camp David. Sebastian Coe and Jessica Ennis have both been awarded the Freedom of what city?
Pass.
Sheffield. Which naval force was defeated by Lord Howard of Effingham in 1588? I tell you what, Lees, from someone who's lived in Estonia till 18, you scored 5,000. That's seriously good.
I'm happy with that.
Yeah. Right, are you ready?
I am.
Good. Time to face the chaser.
Very impressive, Lise. Very impressive.
Thank you, Sean.
But a small role for you today. It's called a walk-off part.
He's hysterical, isn't he? Let's put some money on the table. £5,000, three steps ahead of the chaser. If you wish to take a step closer to home, chaser will offer you...
£1,000.
Thank you, but a step closer to the chaser, we'll see you get an offer of...
£35,000.
Thank you very much indeed. Lise, have a chat with your team. Marie.
Well, we're going to see Sean leave stage right. I think you did brilliantly well. You're wonderful, but we want you back with the team, so go with what you've earned and come back to us.
David.
I think you're capable of 35, but let's say £5,000 to get back here again.
Brian.
I think the key to winning this game against Sean is a good, strong team in the final. £5,000, even if you take 1,000, wouldn't blame you.
Oh, I see. You, right, OK, thank you very much. Choice is yours. £35,000. What are you thinking?
£35,000 is an amazing offer, but I agree with Brian. I think we do need a solid team if we want to beat Sean. So I'll go with the £5,000.
Staying with the five. Five it is. Thanks, chaser.
Lise, you're young, you're smart, you've got to go.
We shall see. Lise, for £5,000, the chase is on. Good luck. Here comes your first question. Who was the first England footballer to be sent off at the World Cup? A, David Beckham. B, Paul Ince. C, Ray Wilkins. You've put Ray Wilkins.
I have to say, I have not a clue. Football is definitely not my strong point.
Correct answer is... Yes!
Oh, I mean, I knew it.
Hey, get in! Well played. Step closer to home. Chaser has put. Brilliant. Love it. Goes right with Ray Wilkins. Was he at Chelsea at the time?
No, he was actually playing for AC Milan at the time.
OK, here we go. Here's your next question. Which of these materials is not made from plant fibre? A, silk. B, flannelette. C, linen. You've put... Silk.
Yeah.
Worms.
Yeah. Worms. Pretty sure about
this. Silkworms, yeah. Correct answer is? It's got to be, isn't it? It's worms, isn't it? Yeah. Step closer.
Yes.
And well done. Chase has put. Goes right with silk also. Yep, yeah, fine. Here's your next question. Three from home. Chase is still three behind. It's good. Come on. By population, which capital city is the largest metropolitan area in the Western Hemisphere? A, Buenos Aires. B, Havana. C, Mexico City. You've put Buenos Aires.
I was torn between A and C.
Correct answer is? Let's get lucky. Mexico City, OK. Staying where we are, Chase has put. Goes right with Mexico City. Starts to come down the table, moves to within two or three from home. Here's the next question. What name was given to the last pitched battle to be fought between the kingdoms of England and Scotland? A, Brownie. B, Greenie. C, Pinky. You've put Greenie.
I do know some history. But with this one, I don't think I've heard of it.
Correct answer is... Pinky, it is. Chaser has put. Here he comes. He'll get this right. Goes right with Pinky. Chaser?
1547.
Right, thank you very much. Here we go. Chaser's one behind, but three from home. Good luck. A person with no hair is sometimes said to be as bald as what bird? A, coot, B, a crane, C, a cuckoo? You've put a coot. Yes.
I feel like I've heard of this one.
Bald as a coot.
Yeah, bald as a coot.
Correct answer is... Yeah, here we go. Step closer to home, well done. Chaser has put. Goes right with coot.
No comment.
Stop it.
Just saying. Here's your next question. Lines by which poet appear above the player's entrance to centre court at Wimbledon? A, Rudyard Kipling. B, Wilfred Owen. C, William Wordsworth. Oh. Please, Lees, get this right. You've put Wilfred Owen.
It was between B and C.
Got to be right to stay in the game. He'll know this. You've put Wilfred Owen. Correct answer is... Staying where you are. Chaser has put. Gotta be wrong. Goes right to Kipling. However, Chaser.
You were very unlucky there. Some of those questions really didn't fall in your territory. Exit stage left.
I wish you well, Lees. However, you have been caught. And for you, the chase is
over.
Thank
you, Bradley.
Thank you. Lovely to see you. So. Only £6,000 in the prize fund, but David is up after the break. Can he add to it? Find out in a minute. Welcome back. Next to Face the Chaser, it's David. Welcome to the show, David.
Thanks, Brad.
From Dagenham.
Yep.
Hammers fan?
Yes, correct, I am. Yeah.
Of course, you had to be. Where else? There you are. Now, what do you do for a living?
I'm a football trader.
What's that like? Like players, an agent or something?
No, not quite, no. I work for bookmakers.
Right.
And I compile the odds for their football coupons, which are then displayed in the betting shops.
Oh, I see. All right. And what do you get up to in your spare time?
Well, I like watching football.
Right.
It's long been an ambition of mine to visit every football ground in the country.
Right.
United two football league grounds.
Right. Fair.
And I'm up to 88.
You're not?
Yes. Four to go.
That's amazing. How long is that taking to compile
that? About 30 years in the making. But, yeah, gradually getting there.
Brilliant, brilliant. All right, if you won some money today, David, what would you do with it?
Well, firstly, I'd like to get a season ticket for West Ham for the Olympic Stadium.
Sure.
But also, this year I was supposed to take my wife to Costa Rica on holiday.
Right.
Unfortunately, got stuck in Dartford Tunnel, missed the flight. So we ended up going to Blackpool instead, which obviously was brilliant, but not quite Costa Rica. So I think I owe my wife a holiday.
What's your wife's name?
Anu.
Anu. Right, let's get you and Anu off to Costa Rica. Should we do that?
Yep.
Wish you luck, mate. Your time starts now. Someone following you closely is said to be breathing down your what?
Neck.
Correct. What flavour ice cream is used in a classic chocolate-coated Magnum?
White chocolate.
Vanilla. In 1872, which travel agent led the first round the world tour?
Thomas Cook.
Correct. In a famous book, what was the road to the Emerald City paved with?
Gold.
Yellow bricks. By 1987, which 31-year-old American computer programmer was a billionaire?
Bill Gates.
Correct. Which supermodel provided the voice of a DJ in the video game Grand Theft Auto V?
Ella McPherson.
Cara Delevingne. To be classed as haute couture, a design house must have a workshop in what city?
Paris.
Correct. Bring me my bow of burning gold is a line from what William Blake poem?
Jerusalem.
Correct. Who was overheard calling Gillian Duffy a bigoted woman during the 2010 election?
Gordon Brown.
Correct. What city? Very good. Another £6,000. Excellent. Well played, David. I'll get you to Costa Rica.
Yeah, it will, yeah.
All right. Time to face the chaser. West Ham versus Chelsea, it's all on.
It's always, always on when we two meet.
Put some money on the table. Here we go. £6,000. If you wish to take a step closer home, Chaser will offer you.
For the Hammers fan, £1,000.
All right, here we go. If you wish to take a step closer to the Chaser, he will offer you.
44,000 pounds.
Have a chat with your team. Oh, sharp intake. Anne-Marie, look at that, 44.
Nice big offer, but take the offer that you got. Come back to us, please.
Brian.
His big offers are going up, so I think he's getting more and more confident. I think you need to take that confidence away from him. 44,000 if you want.
Yeah, good man. That's the way to do it. 1,644 grand. David, what'll it be?
Ooh, 44 grand, that's a good offer, isn't it?
Yeah.
I suppose I like to think of myself as a gambler, so...
Yeah?
Yeah, go on.
You're going for it?
44 grand
it is. Thank you very much. There you are, mate. 44 grand it is. Chaser?
Shake his hand for me.
Yeah. Good luck, mate. Good luck.
West Ham v Chelsea.
West Ham v Chelsea. It's about time West Ham beat Chelsea.
Come on, here we go. Game well and truly on. David, for 44 grand, the chase is on. This is great. I love it. Good luck. Here comes your first question. Oh, first one under a belt, please. Come on. Oh, it's not about West Ham. Bad luck. Which of these is not a transition element? A, titanium. B, iron. C, carbon. You've put titanium.
I'm afraid that was a bit of a guess. Not really my subject.
Correct answer is... it's carbon, staying where you are. Chase has put. Goes right with carbon. Here's the next question. Come on. We've done this before. I've been with plenty of players that have done this before.
Right.
Which of these geographical lines is the longest? A, Antarctic Circle. B, Tropic of Cancer. C, the equator. You've put equator.
Yep, I think so.
Well, it's got to be, isn't it?
All the way around the middle.
25,000 miles of it.
Something like that.
Correct answer is? Well played, equator it is. Step closer to home. Chase has put. Goes right by the equator.
Well, I think it's 24,900.
Is it really?
I think so.
It's not,
I think it is, actually.
Is it? Ooh, crikey. Can't believe that. 100 miles out. Yeah. It's typical of me, that. Here's the next... unlucky, cheers. Here's the next question. The title of the Soviet communist newspaper Pravda means what in Russian? A, truth. B, propaganda. C, revolution. You've put... truth. Got to be.
I think so, yeah. Yeah. Pravda... Glasnost.
Yeah, got it. Yeah. Yeah. Correct answer is... yeah. There you go. Truth is right. Step close to home. Chase has put. Yeah, goes right, the truth.
Well, the paper was actually founded in 1912.
Thank you. Here's the next question. The longest known family tree in the world, descendants of the philosopher Confucius, have what family name? A, Kong. B, Fu. C, Shi. You've put Shi.
Again, a bit of a guess, I'm afraid.
Correct answer is... got to be right, this. We're in trouble if we're not right. Kong. It's Kong, it's Kong, it's Kong. Bad luck. OK, staying where we are. Now then, if he gets Kong, we're out. You think he knows it?
He does.
You do?
Yeah.
Well, we'll find out after the break. Welcome back. We're in a bit of a pickle, me and Dagenham Dave, the West Ham fan. Before the break, I asked him, the longest known family tree in the world, descendants of the philosopher Confucius, have what family name? Kong, Fu or Shi? Now, David has put Shi, it's wrong, so we've got to stay where we are. Correct answer is Kong. So if the chaser has put Kong, we're out. And 44 grand goes into thin air. Ready? Think he knows it?
I think he does, yes.
Chaser has put, go wrong, come on. He won't go Kong. He'll think that's too obvious. He'll go Fu. Please. Oh, he goes with us, Shi. What about that? That was jammy.
That was.
Yeah, I thought Kong was too obvious.
Yeah, too obvious, yeah. OK, good, we're still in the game. Here's the next question. Come on, Dave, keep going. Dagenham Dave, you're right up for this. Here's your question. The devil and the Greek god Pan are both depicted with cloven what? A, hooves. B, tails. C, horns. You've put... hooves. What course is it? No one has a cloven tail. Look at me cloven tail on the end of my arm. Hello. Correct answer is. Whose is right? Who'd have guessed? Step closer to home. Chaser has put. Oh, he goes hooves as well. Here's the next question. Which boxer's fight with Muhammad Ali is the subject of the documentary When We Were Kings? A, George Foreman. B, Joe Frazier. C, Sonny Liston. You've put. Got to get this right to stay in the game. George Foreman's got to be, isn't it?
That's it. That's the big... Is it Foreman or Frazier, I think?
They were the big... Yeah, they were the big fights, weren't they?
Yeah.
Correct answer is... Come on, Dave. Oh, bang on. Well played. Step close to home. Chaser has put. Please go, Frazier. Please.
Took place on the 30th of October, 1974, in Kinshasa, Zaire.
Unbelievable. Two to go. Here's the next question. In the classic TV sitcom Porridge, how long was Fletcher's sentence? A, 3 years. B, 5 years. C, 7 years. Oh, I can hear him. I can hear him saying it. You've put 5 years. Norman
so
Stanley yeah. Fletcher.
I hereby sentence you to.
Correct answer is. Come on, Dave. Come on, Dave. Come on, Dave. Oh, get him! Step closer to home. 5 years it is. Brilliant. One from home. Chaser has put. Go three. Come on, go three.
No.
Oh.
Okay.
It's a fabled one-question shootout.
Yes.
Here we go. Good luck, mate. Here's your question. Oh, please be one we know. Please. John Merrick is the Victorian title character of which play by Bernard Pomerantz? A, The Best Man. B, The Music Man. C, The Elephant Man. You've put The Elephant Man, John Merrick. I'm not an animal, I'm a human being. To go through with 44 grand. Come on, Dagenham Dave. The correct answer is. Come on. Get in. Back of the net. Yes! Get in. Well played, Dave. Brilliant, dude. Brilliant. Tremendous. That was great. 44 grand. What a match that was.
Played well. See you in the final chase, mate.
Dave, well done, mate. Cheers. Congratulations. That was terrific. 50 large in the pot as well. Have that. Brilliant. Last up, it's Marie. Welcome to the show, Marie.
Thank you very much.
What about that?
Fantastic, isn't it? My hero.
Brilliant. You are an Avon lady.
Ding dong.
You bet. All right, and what do you do to relax?
I'm a volunteer lock keeper for the Canal and River Trust, and I'm at Fradley Canal Junction, and it's a meter and greeter. You help people through the locks and to teach anyone who needs any assistance.
Brilliant. If you want some money today, what would you do with it?
Our piggy bank needs filling up for our next holiday, and we're looking at another cruise. We've done 13 cruises, and we're looking to go around the world.
13?
13 cruises, yes.
Crikey. Well, Marie, let's get the piggy bank sort of replenished, get you on that cruise. Should we do that?
Yes, please.
Wish you luck, Marie.
Thank you.
Your time starts now. Admiral of the fleet is the highest rank in which of the armed forces?
Royal Navy.
Correct. Which US president was Time magazine Man of the Year 1961?
JFK.
Correct. Joyce and Sarah Barnaby are the wives of detectives in what TV series?
Pascal.
Midsummer Murders. In the children's counting rhyme, how many little piggies are there?
Three little piggies.
Five. Known for celebrity and royal births, in what city is the Portland Hospital?
London.
Correct. The 60 seconds Rita Ora nail polish is by which cosmetics brand?
Rimmel.
Correct. Jacksons and Parsons are species of what colour-changing reptile?
Chameleon.
Correct. Which French artist was played by José Ferrer in the 1950s film Moulin Rouge?
Renoir.
Toulouse-Lautrec. Which female long-distance runner released the book How to Run?
Paula Radcliffe.
Correct. In a tense situation, you are said to be able to cut the atmosphere with what?
Knife.
Correct. Just in time. Well played. £7,000. Happy with that?
Yes.
I should say, time to face the chaser.
Hello, Marie.
Hello, Sean.
You clearly have got the knowledge, which is going to help the boys in the final chase, and that's why you've got to go.
Well, let's put some money on the table. £7,000. If you wish to take a step closer to home, Chase will offer you...
Minus £5,000.
However, if you wish to take a step closer to the chaser, he will offer you...
£60,000.
OK, have a chat with your team. David.
I don't think you need to take the higher offer now. If you want to take minus five, that's fine. I really want you back here in the final. Three of us would be great.
Brian?
60,000, he's really scared of you with that amount. But honestly, take the minus five. We want you back here. We don't care how you get here. Just get here.
Yeah, OK, thank you very much. Now, OK, you're a good player. You could get home with a seven, but you've got to be thinking about that minus five, haven't you?
I'd like to take the minus five, and I hope I don't upset my colleagues, but I'd like to take the minus five, please.
I don't think you will. Minus five?
Minus
Boys,
five.
Happy with that?
Yep.
Happy, very happy.
Bring it on. Minus five it is. Chaser.
Well, I'm not. Let's do this.
Marie, for minus £5,000, the chase is on. Here we go. Oh, this is going to be good. OK, ready?
Ready.
Here comes your first question. Which British pop star played Mia in the 2015 film 50 Shades of Grey? A, Rita Ora, B, Jessie J, C, Pixie Lott. You've put Rita Ora. Seen it?
Nope.
Me neither. Correct answer is... Well played, Rita Ora's right. Step close to home, Chase has put... Goes right with Rita Ora. Did you see the film?
No, but I know that E.L. James wrote the book and Ellie Goulding had the number one single, Love Me Like You Do.
Here's the next question. Which of these colours does not feature on a traditional Rubik's Cube? A, purple. B, white. C, yellow. You've put purple.
I think so.
Yeah.
I can remember doing it, throwing it in a corner in a tantrum.
Correct answer is... Step close to home. Purple's right. Chase has put... Goes right with purple. Excellent stuff. Here's the next question, two from home. The future Edward VII was heir to the throne for almost how many years? A, 40 years, B, 50 years, C, 60 years. You've put 40 years.
Not sure. Pure guess.
Correct answer is... 60 years it is. Staying where you are, Chaser has put... Goes right for 6 years because...
He was born in 1841 and he came to the throne in 1901.
There you go. Here's the next question. Which musical opened in London's West End one day after the abolition of theatrical censorship? A, Hair. B, O Calcutta. C, The Rocky Horror Show. You've put O Calcutta. It's got to be, isn't it?
Well, Hair's the 70s, isn't it? And The Rocky Horror Show is 70s?
Yeah, probably. Correct answer is... It's Hair. Staying where you are. Chase has put... Goes right with Hair. Oh, moves to within two. Here's the next question. What drink is repeatedly mentioned in the lyrics to the Bernard Cribbins hit Right Said Fred? A, cup of coffee. B, cup of cocoa. C, cup of tea. You've put cup of tea.
Yeah. Embrim.
Correct answer is? Yep, step closer home. Tea it is. Chase has put. Goes right also with tea. Remains the two behind, obviously. If we'd have gone for the £60,000, we'd be out. Here's the next question. What is the only South American country to have had a winner of golf's Open Championship? A, Argentina. B, Peru. C, Venezuela. You've put Argentina.
Don't play golf, don't watch golf.
Guess?
Guess.
Minus £5,000 to go through with a guess. To join the boys and to play for £45,000. The correct answer is... Come on. Yes, get in, well played. Very good. Well played, Marie. Brilliant.
Thank you.
Absolutely brilliant. You're through, Marie.
Thank
you. We're playing for 45 grand, love. Come on. Chaser?
It's a team of parts. If they dovetail nicely, it's going to put me under a lot of pressure in that final chase.
Good. So, Marie, David and Brian have made it through to the final. Total prize fund is 45 grand, folks. Yes, £45,000. Where else do you give that money away? Right here, right now, on the chase. We'll see you in a minute. 15 grand each. Bye for now. Welcome back. Marie, David and Brian have made it through to the final chase. There's 45 grand in the prize fund, 15 grand each. During the break, the team had two sets of questions to choose from for the final chase, set A or set B, and you have selected set...
A.
Set A. That, of course, means Sean Wallace, our chaser, gets set B. Three of you have made it through to the final. That means you get a three-step head start on the chaser, and there it is. These questions will come to you much quicker than the cash build around. Are you ready?
Yes.
Good luck. Your time starts... Now, Dovedale is a blue-veined variety of what dairy product?
Ryan.
Cheese.
Correct. In 2001, Zinedine Zidane joined what Spanish football club?
David.
Real Madrid.
Correct. Warriors of Rock is a version of what music video game?
Ryan.
Guitar Hero.
Correct. Which religious figure rode a white horse called Kantaka?
David.
Pass.
Buddha. The George Cross Medal appears on what country's flag?
Ryan.
Malta.
Correct. Which French shoe designer created the so-called pumps?
Christian Louboutin.
Correct. Who sang lead vocals on the number one hit Sunday Girl?
David.
Debbie Harry.
Correct. In 2014, Haider al-Abadi became what country's prime minister?
David.
Pakistan.
Iraq. What nationality was the writer Cyrano de Bergerac?
Marie.
French.
Correct. The brachial artery is in what part of the body?
Ryan.
The arm.
Correct. What William Styron novel features a refugee David. Called Sophie?
Sophie's Choice.
Correct. Carl Howman played Buster Briggs in what TV soap?
Ryan.
EastEnders.
Correct. How many Crown Tudor monarchs were women?
Ryan.
Two.
Correct. What colour is the resin known as dragon's blood?
Ryan.
Green.
Red. Which of the 12 disciples comes first alphabetically?
Ryan.
John.
Andrew. Boss Bottled is a fragrance by which German fashion house?
David.
Hugo Boss.
Correct. Dame Vera Lynn was born during what World War?
Ryan.
World War One.
Correct. Cupid's a moon of what planet?
Ryan.
Neptune.
Uranus. VF Agenda is an online blog run by what American magazine?
David.
Vanity Fair.
Correct. What species is the largest of South America's big cats?
Ryan.
The panther.
Jaguar. On what date is New Year's Eve?
David.
December 31st.
Correct. Gethsemane is a song in what Andrew Lloyd Webber musical?
Ryan.
Jesus Christ Superstar.
Correct. Which queen described Balmoral as this dear paradise?
Queen Elizabeth.
Victoria. Bad luck. Bad luck. Not bad, though. 19 steps. I think that's very good indeed, actually. Happy with that?
Yeah, you could have got 20.
Huh?
You could have got 20.
Well, you hit the post in a couple, but you know what? 19's all right. Ready? Good. Time to bring back the chaser. Game on.
Definitely game on. It could have been a lot more, actually.
Now, remember, if the chaser gets a question wrong, then the team get it right. They're pushing back one step. It is now time for the final chase. Chaser, your time... starts now. Who is Prince Andrew's younger brother?
Prince Edward.
Correct. The Little St. Bernard Pass is in what mountain range?
The Alps.
Correct. A Good Catch is a novel by what former This Morning host?
Pass.
Stop the clock.
Richard and Judy, was it? So yeah. Was Richard Madeley or Judy?
I think Judy has
got it. Yeah, no, Richard Madeley.
Okay. We'll say Richard Madeley.
Is wrong. Correct answer is Fern Britton. Here we go. Chaser, your time starts again now. Who became Lord President of the Council in 2010?
David Cameron.
Stop the clock.
Boris Johnson.
Is wrong. Correct answer is Nick Clegg. Oh. Here we go. 17 to catch. Your time starts again now. How many letter N's are there in the word banana?
Three.
Stop the clock. That is wrong.
It's two.
We're going to say two.
It's correct. We push the chaser back. 18 required. Here we go. Your time starts again now. Motherwell and New Lanark are on what Scottish river?
Good day.
Stop the clock. That is wrong.
You're the expert.
I'm no expert.
Do you think the Clyde? That's what I thought.
I'll go for the Clyde, yeah.
We'll say the Clyde.
It's correct. We push the chaser back. 19 required. Your time starts again now. In British agriculture, what do the initials NFU stand for?
National Farmers Union.
Correct. The Massacre was a number one album for which rapper?
Did you ask him?
Stop the clock. That is wrong.
Do you know anything?
Kanye West. I don't know.
Need an answer, please.
We say Kanye West.
Is wrong. Correct answer is 50 Cent. Here we go. Your time starts again now. Which woman was the ninth governor of the state of Alaska?
Sarah Palin.
Correct. What UK luxury car firm makes the Lagonda?
Bentley.
Stop the clock.
Luxury car. UK luxury. What's it? Jaguar. Porsche. No. Jaguar.
Let's go for
Jaguar.
Need an answer?
Yeah, Jaguar.
It's wrong. Correct answer. Aston Martin. 17 required. Here we go. Your time starts again now. A prawn has how many legs?
10.
Correct. Which TV sitcom waiter famously came from Barcelona?
40 Towers.
Stop the clock.
It's Manuel.
Is Manuel is correct. We push the chaser back. 17 required. Your time starts again now. The 100th day of the year is in what month?
March.
Stop the clock. That is wrong.
It's going to be 31, 28, 20, 59, yeah. 31. Yeah, it's got to be April.
It's got to be April.
It's correct. We push the chaser back. It's 18 required. Your time starts again now. The Champions League T20 is a tournament in what sport?
Cricket.
Correct. Frederick the Great ruled Prussia in what century?
18th.
Correct. In what US city is the Queen's Midtown Tunnel?
New York.
Correct. Which playwright wrote the line, as true as Troilus?
Shakespeare.
Correct. What London football team play at the Matchroom Stadium? Correct. Which Dallas nightclub owner shot Lee Harvey Oswald?
Jack Ruby.
Correct. Which British coin was originally made of gold from West Africa?
Guinea.
Correct. What satirical puppet show first appeared on television, 1984?
Bitten Image.
Correct. In what country did the San Marino Formula One Grand Prix take place?
Italy.
Correct. The stapedius is a muscle in which sensory organ?
The eye.
Stop the clock.
Nose.
Is wrong. Correct answer is ear.
Yeah.
Your time starts again. Now, Material Girls, a song from what 1984 Madonna album?
True Blue.
Stop the clock.
I don't actually know.
Immaculate Collection.
Is wrong. Correct answer is Like a Virgin. Your time starts again now. Who made up the Lake Poets with Coleridge and Southey? Time is up. Well played. £45,000. 10 opportunities to push back. Extraordinary. Four executed. Chaser needed 9 to catch. Congratulations. Well, no point in asking you how you feel. You look elated. Congratulations. Take your £45,000, split it equally, 15 grand each. You've outrun the chaser. Congratulations. Chaser.
They played really, really well. The turning point in this game was when David took home the 44,000 and I was really up against it then. And as I say, they dovetail well in the final chase. That was a poor day at the office.
A poor day at the office, says the chaser, and the team go home with 15 grand each. You see, folks, it can be done. Please come and have a go. If you think you're clever enough, you could end up a very rich contestant indeed. We'll see you next time on The Chase. Goodbye.
Potato.